This is just the beginning. Those were the words of an artist from Israel as the war between the Israeli IDF and the Gaza terrorist Hamas regime wages on. There are truces and ceasefires here and there, but this war will never end, no matter the present moment. This is just the beginning of a virulent anti-Semitism now born again, now spreading like a virus across the world. And more from this Israeli artist. He says, the ugliness, the venom, and the sheer violent hatred we are seeing in Paris, London, Berlin, L.A., Boston, yes, Boston, and even Denver is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Anti-Semitism now worldwide is at an all-time high. It is not a good time to be a Jew, or a Christian for that matter, and especially a Jew living in Israel. We Jews are the canaries in the coal mine for all of humanity, said this artist. There are three horrifying words which are spread the world over. They are, kill the Jews. Kill the Jews. Wow. Today, he said, the target is Israel. Tomorrow, it will be you. And that means me. We Israelis understand better than ever, said this artist, that we must fight for every square inch of our land, and with all we have. It only matters that when the smoke clears, Hamas is disarmed, destroyed, disabled, and defeated, he said. Forever. Forever. In short, he knows that unless there is total destruction of Hamas, the war goes on. But realistically, he said, defeating Hamas would be a big problem for the power brokers because shame and honor are all that matter in this part of the world. Unfortunately, said this anonymous artist, honor does not come from the good, but from getting revenge, revenge for everything. For them, Hamas, Gazans, and perhaps most Arabs, revenge is everything. Revenge really is the only thing, no matter what. Israelis know that the rockets won't stop. There was a ceasefire that lasted for minutes, broken by yet more Hamas rockets from Gaza. They, the rockets, the missiles, they will never stop. And of course, the tunnels, the death tunnels, perhaps by the hundreds. I trust you have seen pictures of these incredible death passageways built at the expense of hundreds of millions of dollars. The Israeli artist reminded us that Hamas could have built hundreds of schools, paved thousands of roads, and built hundreds of kindergartens with the cement and iron they have used to build these underground bunkers and tunnels. Small wonder, he said, that Israel put a blockade on bringing building supplies into the Gaza Strip. The tunnels for war are, the artist said, hell filled with ammunition. Hell filled with ammunition. And by the way, no women or children, not a single elderly person is allowed in any such tunnel where safety lays. Hamas, says the artist, Hamas wants their citizens on the streets, on the roof, standing right behind, nice and close to the terrorist firing the rocket. And ironically, Israel is setting up a massive field hospital. Are you ready for this? To treat the Israeli enemies. Incredible. That hospital even has a working maternity ward, an operating theater, a working hospital for Jewish Israeli enemies. How about that? But then, back to reality, this anonymous Israeli artist stated the following. Everyone here in Israel now understands this is a fight to the death. It is them or it is us. They, Hamas and the Gazans, they want revenge even if it means killing their own people. So, we have to go in there and do things none of us want to do. But we have to do them, says the Israeli artist. We have to. And then he gives the world a plaintive plea and a powerful prayer. He says, Israelis want peace so badly, and I believe they do. But we also desperately want to live. To live. We love life, l'chaim, and we are not about to let anyone, let alone a bunch of deranged thugs, take it away from us. This then is a fight to the death for both sides. Wow, really true, straight words for a change. But it didn't come from a politician or even the military. It came from an artist. And then some final haunting words from this anonymous Israeli artist. He said, "Remember, if they, Hamas, if they win, you are next. You are next. Like you and me and America, we are next. And that could well be what will happen. Recall well, my fellow Americans, that Israel is only the little Satan. The little Satan. Those same deranged thugs, those irrational, perhaps even insane jihadists think of America as the great Satan. The great Satan. If Israel, whom former President Morsi of Egypt called descendants of apes and pigs, that is the Jews, is exterminated, eradicated, you can bet a boatload of AK-47s that America is next. And then there is Geert Wilders, chairman of the Party for Freedom of the Netherlands, who reminded America in a superlative speech that the United States is the last bastion of Western civilization facing an Islamic Europe. The last bastion. The Europe we Americans know, Wilders says, is changing, and once changed, can never change back. There now exists in much of Europe the so-called world of the parallel society created by Muslim mass migration. So many large cities in Europe now operate with these parallel societies. There are Muslim neighborhoods, entirely Muslim, and they are mushrooming, says Wilder, in every city across Europe. There are now thousands of mosques throughout Europe with larger congregations than there are in churches. In every European city, there are plans afoot to build super mosques that will dwarf every church in the region. And that would signal, says Wilders, that we, the Muslims, rule. We rule. Many European cities are already one quarter Muslim. Just take Amsterdam, Marseille, and Malmo in Sweden as examples of unbelievable Muslim population penetration and control. And even Paris, says Wilders, Paris is now surrounded by a ring of Muslim neighborhoods. In some elementary schools in Amsterdam, the farm, get this straight, this is unbelievable, the farm can no longer be mentioned because that would also mean mentioning the pig. And that would be an insult to Muslims. Oh, God forbid. In once tolerant Amsterdam, says Wilders, gays are beaten up almost exclusively by Muslims. And non-Muslim women routinely hear whore. School teachers are advised to avoid authors deemed offensive to Muslims, including Voltaire and Diderot, and even Darwin. And of course, the history of the Holocaust can no longer be taught because of Muslim sensitivity. Ah, isn't that just absolutely unbelievable? Now get this. In England, Sharia courts, that is, Islamic courts, Sharia courts are now officially part of the British legal system. Ah, to me, that is shocking, absolutely unbelievable, that the source of all law for Western civilization, the common law originating in Old England, from which our very own legal system was born, now shares the courts with the Muslims and embraces officially Sharia law. Are we Americans next? If you think this can't happen in America, go take a look at Dearborn, Michigan. Venture into the Arab Islam community if you dare. San Diego University has calculated, says Wilders, that a staggering 25% of the population in Europe, 25% of the population in Europe will be Muslim in just 12 years. 12 years. That would be at or about 2025. Talk about hundreds of European hotbeds for terrorism like Gaza, and you still think it can't happen in America? One Bernhard Lewis says Wilders has even predicted a Muslim majority by the end of this century in Europe. A Muslim majority of the whole entire world, including America, that may well happen by the end of the century as well. Islam and Sharia law are what Wilders calls not just a religion with a God and a hereafter and 72 virgins. Islam is a political ideology. It is a system of laws, rules, and regulations that lay down detailed demands for the functioning of society and the life of every person. Islamists practice what they preach. It means submission. Submission. And those who enforce the Islamic ideology are determined that all, including someday all Americans, will in fact submit to Allah and to Islam. Scary stuff, is it not, my fellow Americans? Perhaps that is why Winston Churchill called Islam the most retrograde force in the world. Let me repeat that. Winston Churchill called Islam the most retrograde force in the world. Churchill, whether rightly or not, even compared the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf. Wow. Which, of course, outrages faithful Muslims. And then the Dutchman Geert Wilders talks about Israel. Israel, he says, is facing the front lines of jihad. The jihadist war against Israel is not a war against Israel, he says. It is a war against the West. And here then is a horrifying statement by Wilders. He says, Israel is simply receiving the blows that are meant for all of us. All of us. Thanks to Israel, says Wilders, Americans can sleep well and dream, unaware of the dangers looming, unaware, apathetic, indifferent, over there but not here. That would be we the people, would it not? Seemingly sound asleep Americans. Wilders firmly believes in the defense, the survival, and the growth of Israel. He says the end of Israel would not mean the end of our problems with Islam, but only the beginning. Amen to that. It would mean the start of the final battle for world domination. If they, the jihadists, can get Israel, they can get everything and every one of us. Powerful statements from Mr. Wilders.